Boise saw its first e-scooter-related death Sunday night, just a year after they were introduced here. But with three companies operating a fleet of 750, scooters are probably here to stay. Tess Goodwin has more on what cities and riders can do to increase safety.
This weekend, Boise police say a pickup truck collided with two passengers on a scooter, leaving one dead and one injured. Dr. Bethy Bell leads the Safe and Active Transport Division at Harborview Injury Prevention and Research Center in Seattle. She says e-scooter-related injuries could be decreased with better data collection, city ordinances, and individual awareness. She says wearing a helmet is the most important thing a person can do to prevent serious physical trauma.
If you break your arm and you show up at the trauma center, we'll fix your arm. If you break your leg, we'll fix your leg. But really, we can't do very much about brain injury once it's occurred.
Ebell says personal safety is just one factor of a complex issue.
Things that seem on the face of it to be something that we can blame on an individual, there's frankly a lot of things that our cities can and should think about.
Ebell says operators could improve things like scooter brakes and being more transparent about their data. She says cities can make laws to improve traffic flow of the scooters. In July, Boise City Council passed ordinances that limited scooter speeds and worked to create methods of identifying reckless driving and vandalism. As this technology evolves and grows, cities will have to adapt. Tess Goodwin, Boise State Public Radio News.